The Mishnah says, "Ma'achikin es hanaveilois." You can't store your navel, your dead animal. V'yes hakvoros, can't make a base hakvoros, bury people. V'yes habruski, if you're a tanner working on skin, minoir chamishamama. That you have to go outside the city 50 yamas. Rashi says, "Meshumreich ra, it smells bad." That's why you have to take these things 50 yamas outside the city. Ein oisin bruski el lemizrachir. Even the tanner, wherever he does his tanning, makes the skin, it smells so bad there that you can't be, you can only do it on the east side of the city. The Mizrach here. Rashi says, She'ein haruach Mizrach is kosher tadir. It is not so much wind, it doesn't blow so much on the east side. Only if Peroni has come. But normal, regular, you don't have that much wind on the east side, therefore you're supposed to put the tanning department on the east side of the city. Rabbi Akiva, Makiva says, L'chol ruach huwaisen. No, you can put it on any side of the city, you can do it. Not only on the east side. But chutzu mimarofa. Akiva says, only the west side. You should not put it on the west side. Because that's a strong wind. The west wind is very strong. That will blow the smell into the city. So you have to make sure the tanning is not on the west side of the city. Even though you're away 50 amis, still that may blow it into the city. You have to go away 50 yams. Now, you have to take away your mishra. That's the water that you soak your flax in. Min hayerek, if somebody right, your neighbor right next door is growing vegetables, so you can't soak your flax right next to it. V'yasakrishin min habitzolim. You can't have your leek growing next to your neighbor's onions. And you can't have your mustard seeds growing next to your neighbor that has bees, growing bees to have honey. Because you're the mazik, you're causing damage to the other one. Unless you're marchik. Like we have before, Rabbi Yossi holds that the chardl is not the mazik, the dvorim, they're both the mazikim. Since the both are mazikim, neither of them have to move away. If the nizik wants to move away, let him move away. Yosi holds though that the bala chardo does not have to move away. Now, Iboilu, I have a question like this: Rabbi Akiva hechikomer. What does Rabbi Akiva mean in the Mishnah that he says lechol ruach uvoise chutz v'marova? That hechikomer lechol ruach uvoise v'saimich. Does it mean to send all the other three sides of the city? You can make your tanning right outside the city. You do not even have to go away 50 yamas. Chutz mimarova, excluding on the west side, the marchik nunam of Yosef. Is that what Rav Akiva meant to say? That he's a big makel. In other words, you only need 50 yamas only on the marav side. But the other three sides, you can be semich right outside the city. Rashi's of semich means, and it's tzorach lahachik nunama. Oiduma may be, l'chol ruach uvoiseh. No, Rabbi Akiva means like this. Even though the other three sides you can do it, but providing you are marchik chamishimama. Chutz mimarov, excluding on the west side of the city, there you can't do it at all. Because since the strong wind comes from Mariv, no matter where you put your tanning outside the city, the wind will blow it inside the city. So, that's the shaila. What does Rabbi Akiva mean? Because there is a diyuk that the Mishnah says a second time, like, Umarchik chamishamama. So what does Rabbi Akiva mean when it says you should be marchik 50 yamas? So Toshma coming here. The Tanya will learn clearly. Rabbi Akiva Goymer, L'chol ruach huwaiseh, Umarchik chamishamama. Even the other three sides that you could make your tanning, it has to be though 50 yamas away from the city. Chutz mimarov, excluding on the marav, the west side, Tiyenu waiseh kolikah. There you can't do it at all. Mevnei shita dira. Because there the wind comes very often. Therefore, no matter where you put it, outside the city on the west side, the wind will come and blow the smell back into the city. Therefore, you can't do it. So that's what the Kibbutz means in the Mishnah. That the Choruach Huwaiseh, Chutz Marova, Marasod, you can never do it. But it goes back even the first three stars that you could do it, is providing Umarcha Kamishimama, that you are Marcha 50 Yamas. Oh, Malay Rabbi Rab Nachman, my Tadira. What does Rabbi Akiva mean that the west wind is told there happens a lot? It's told there, it's always there. Elaine, if you want to tell me to the Dira Baruchais, means it's always blowing. Rashi says, Oisoi tsa todir baruach, sheruach marovis minashevis todir misharuchais. that the west wind is always blowing, is blowing more than the other winds. For the Maraivo Omar Rav Chonon Baraba Omar Rav Dalid Ruchois Minashavas Bechoyim. Now all four sides the wind blows every day. For Ruach Tzfoynis in Kulan, and the north wind blows with all three sides. And Shilmola came, because if you do not have the Ruach Tzfoynis there also, and Oilam Eskayim, Ein Oilam Eskayim Afilu Shachas, not even for 1 minute could the world be in existence. Like you need the Ruach Tzfoynis. Rashi says, Me'aruchais, Nefishi Rako Mesuka, that's like a soft, peaceful, sweet wind, or Slulat clear, and that's like smoothens out the other winds. Yeah? Now, Veruach Jeroimis, Kosher Mikulam, and the south wind, that's the worst of them all. Now, the Amole Benet is not for this Malach or the shade. Rashi says, Benet means Malach. Hoasuyi Bedmud Net is like a maiden, like a hawk. But the Amole Benet is not for this Malach, called Net, Shemamido, that holds back. Rashi says, Mamido means Bechnofov. It holds up with its wings. Machreves Oilam. Also, if not for this, it holds back this north. It means, if not for this Malach, Benet, Shemamido, that holds back this wind, holds back the south wind, the Ruach Jeroimis, it would machreves asylum, would destroy the world. Shinam the Apostle says Neov, Umivinoscho, Yavar Nates, Yafresh Kinof of the Taiman, that this Nates, this Malach Nates, spreads out its wings towards Taiman, towards the south side. So Chura, what do you see here? That there's nothing special about the west wind, other Rabba. The other winds are special. That the Tzvoinis, the north wind is special, that's a calm, sweet one, and the south one is the strong one, so the Chura is not the west wind. So what does Rabbi Kiva mean? That it's Todir, that the west side, that's always Todir. Ela rather is like this, my Tadira, Tadira b'Shechina. It means to say that on the west side, that's where the Shechina is. Therefore, it's not nice to have your Burski on the west side. Not because we're saying before the wind will blow the smell back into the city. But Stam, that's the Mokum where the Shechina is. It's not nice to have this towards the Shechina like. Rashi says, Tidu b'Shechina, b'Marev hi-Shechenes. That's where the Shechina lives, on our side. Let's give Teva back to Avaseinu. Rashi says it means the Anshek Netzagadela. Sharmu Mikrezev Sefer Ezra. It said this pasuk in Ezra that Shahidiyoi Mokum Tvila, that they're teaching us where is the Mokum Atvila. The pasuk says the Tzvar Shemayim Lachor Mishtachavim. They're supposed to bow down to the Tzvar Shemayim. Rashi Hashem Shereach Hoimdim B'Misrach. They're sitting on the east side. They should bow down. L'chom mishtachvim l'marav, they bound to the marav. So we're why to the marav? Because that's where the Shechina is. So that's what the Kiva means. Don't, the Tadira means, since the Shechina is there, therefore do not have these things. Maskev lo ravacho bar Yaakov, v'dilma maybe, ki eved shenoytso pras meraboy. It's like a servant that's receiving now a present from his master. V'choyzel yachurav, he's like going backwards, ho mishtachvim and bowing down.
So the question is, like, who says they're bowing down towards the Marav side? Maybe they're bowing down where they are to east side. They're right there. It's like this. It's like a rabbi that gave a pras to Mishpachah L'Achuruf. That the servant just bowed down right next to the master when he's walking back. Like, so there's no proof. So Mar says true. Kasha, it's a kasha.
Maybe it's not going to bow down on the east side. Maybe you have to bow down to either on the east side. They bowed right down that they're going away from the master. Kasha, that's like a kasha. But Akoponim, maybe that's trying to achieve it though, that he holds the Shechina is on Marav side, and that's why he has to be marked. Rav Moshe says, no, that can't be the reason, because the Shechina is all over. The Yomer Rav Oishiyo, my Dixiv, what does the Pesuk say? Atu Hashem Levadecho, Atu Asisas Hashemayim, and Shluchecho Loi Keshluche Bosa B'don. Like we're saying back to Hashem, your shluchim, Hashem sends a messenger, it's not the way a boss of Adam sends a shliach. Shluch a boss of Adam, when you send a messenger, mimokim shem ishtalchim l'shom achzirim. Shlichoson, like wherever you start out from, if you're in L.A., and you make a shliach to do something in New York, so when the shliach finishes, he has to come back to L.A. to tell you that he finished it. Like he has to come back to you, where you are, and tell you he did what he was supposed to. Avu shluchecho, but the shliach of Hashem, lemokem shemishdalchem, mishom machzir shlichuson. Wherever they finish the shlichus, right over there, they can say to Hashem, "We finished it." In other words, because Hashem is all over, the Shechin is all over. Rashi says, lemokem shemishdalchem, pirish, v'yoyse mokem shemishdalchem shom, av shom hashchina. wherever you're sent, in that place also the Shechina is there. Mitzuya. You can say to the Shechina there, I did what you wanted. So like the Shechina is all over. Shinam and Apostle says in Eov, Ha'atishlach Berakim, Berakim Vayelcho, you were sent to make with the Berakim, with the lightning, Vayelcho V'yoyim Melecho Einaini, and they went and said, here we are, Yavayu V'yoyimru. So, Yavayu V'yoyimru, Nemr doesn't say they had to go. Ela Vayelcho, they went to do the Shlichus, and V'yoyimru, they said it right there. Wherever they finished their Shlichus, there they have a right to say back to the Shechina, to Hashem, we did what we were supposed to. Malama comes to teach us, Sha'ashchina V'chol Makom, that the Shechina is all over. That's what the Rosh Yisrael holds. In other words, says, V'yach Rebbe Yishmael Sova Shechina V'chol Makom. Rebbe Yishmael also holds this for Shechina V'chol Makom. The Torah of the Rebbe Yishmael, Minai in Shechina V'chol Makom, the Shechina V'chol Makom, Shenem the Apostle says, Hine Yamalach Adoyeva Bi Yoytzei, O Malach Acha Yoytzei L'Krosoi, Achye. So Achra doesn't say Achra L'Nemar, El L'Krosoi, in front of him. Malam is Shechina V'chol Makom. Wherever you're going, that's where the Shechina, that's where the Shechina is. The after Rosheshes saw the Shechina b'chol makom. The Yom Alei Rosheshes Lishmaya Rosheshes told his Shamish that l'chol ruchais ukmon any ruach. Rashi emedenu l'lispalo. With any ruach, any side, I want to daven. It's good. Levami mizrach. Don't let me daven towards the east side though. V'lav mishum less v'shechina. Not because there's no Shechina, because he also the Shechina is all over. El mishum demaribo mine. Because the minim were davening towards that side. That's why he doesn't want it. Rashi, Talmide Ovde Avay de Zara. Mariam Harol is Pala Mizrach. They davened the Mizrach side. Rabbi Avu, Omer Avu says, Shechina b'marovo. Rabbi Avu holds no, that the Shechina is on the west side, the Marav. The Omer Avu, my Uriah, what does it mean, Uriah? Rashi says, Uriah means, Ani Shemati Kach Kurun the Marav Lashon Parsi. That's what used to called Marav, the west side, in Persian was called Uriah. So what's the slushing of Uriah, my Uriah? Avir ko, it's like the Avir of Hashem. In other words, Hashem lives there. And Amr of Yehuda, my Dekhtiv, what's the Pasuk say? Yeah, so some kids, so we have Rabbi Kiva and Rav Sheshes, they both told that the Shechina is on the Marav side. Now, Amr of Yehuda, my Dekhtiv, what's the Pasuk say? Yarov kamoto lichi, that my words should come down like motor zu ruach marovis. That's the west wind. Shebo me'or pashalilim. It comes like from the earth, from the back, the neck of the world. Rashi says, mechoska shalilim.